You're listening to Saturday Live. It's virtually 5 o'clock, so that means it's going to be time for Love Hour. So to get you in the mood, we're going to play Are You Ready for Love by Elton John, and then we're going to talk to Dr. Paul. Good evening, you're listening to Burst Radio, and we've got for you the first ever Love Hour on Saturday Live today. It's going to be a good one. We have got Paul Thomas in the house.
What did I and always need to say in English?
That's right, he's from Wales. He's the expert of love, believe me. Trust me that. How are you, Paul? Are you good?
Very well, thank you. I just flew back into Llandudno last night after my holiday in Barbados.
Yeah, you're looking pretty tanned, actually.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What were the women out there like? I imagine they were pretty stunning.
Plenty of hotties out there in their bikinis, and we had a few pina coladas on the beach, so we did.
Well, we've had plenty of letters in and phone calls and people on the MSN ready for this show, so it's gonna be a good hour, Paul. But first off, have you got a song request to start the show?
Actually, I have. It's a bit of a love tune out there for the ladies. It's called Love Light. It's the new one by Robbie Williams.
Okay, that was Robbie Williams with Love Light. We're back live here in the studio, and we're very fortunate today to have Paul, Dr. Paul, in the studio for a whole hour. Now, our first question to Dr. Paul comes from Chris Flynn of Wills Hall, and he asked Dr. Paul, Dr. Paul, what is the best type of contraception?
Oh, well, it's got to be, well, personally, I always use a fake name, actually. It works very well, yes.
Okay, and we've got another question, Matt.
Yes, we have a question. It's been emailed into us. This girl says, my boyfriend is spending a lot of time in Claire's accessories at the moment. What should I do?
Well, quite interesting this, actually. It happens very often with men. They fancy going out on their shopping trips. It is actually quite healthy to be in touch with your feminine side, as Stephen will tell you. Sorry, Johnny Bristol. What I recommend is you should probably go on a bit of a trip together, a bit of a romantic weekend, do some shopping, have a bit of grub. And I recommend Bognor Regis. Very nice place for a holiday, that.
Brilliant.
That's sound advice.
Plenty of shops in Bognor Regis, you know.
I haven't been there, to be honest. Dr. Paul, have you been there?
Oh, yes. Very. Some saucy weekends, I tell you.
That is brilliant news.
Have we got any more?
Yes, we have. We have a question here from a guy called Matt. Not me, a different one. He says he has an obsession with a girl called Liz, and he wants to know what he should do about it.
Are you sure this is another Matt now? Not just
no,
you?
No, not me, not me, okay, not me. Okay. Not me, definitely not me.
What's the young lady called?
She's called Liz.
Right then, Matt. I heard a bit of a fox, right? So what I recommend is a town called Caerphilly. It's a lovely little town. Go there for a romantic weekend. As I said, a weekend away always does it for me, a bit of love. And they make a special cheese there, which is apparently gets the heart going. So, you know, it might do a bit of good for your love life. You never know. Give it a go.
we'll pass that advice on.
That's, again, great advice. When we come back, we're going to get Dr. Paul to do the football results.
And we'll have more questions, I think.
We'll have more questions again. So we're going to move straight on to our next track. It's called Don't Want Nobody to Come Between Us by Lamont Dozier.
I've never heard
No, I've never heard of him either. But it's on there.
It's
on the Johnny Bristol sex mix somewhere in there, so we're going to play it because it's the right moment, I think.
Hey, baby. Come sit down here beside me. Come on. I want to talk to you for a minute, okay? Look. You know, sometimes we may disagree, but that's no reason to run home to your mother. Or even discuss what we do or what happens in our home. I mean, there's no reason to get opinions from others. Because that would just set us back just that much further. Know what I mean? And another thing, the reason why I don't want nobody in our home when I'm gone, no, it's not because I'm jealous. It's because they might try and take advantage of you when you're alone, and I don't want nobody to come between us. Never, never.
Around time.
There we go, and I absolutely love that song. I think that's a bit of a classic. Now, as it's just gone 5 o'clock, well, it's actually 5:15, we're going to have the full-time football results, and we've got a very special treat because Dr. Paul is actually going to read them out today.
Shall I? So then, we've got Chelsea 4, Watford 0, and we've got a sexy little Didier Drogba hat-trick. Well then, Didier. 1-0 to Aston Villa against Everton. Bit of a disappointing result, that. Middlesbrough 1, West Ham 0. Unlucky, my friend Diesel, who's a big West Ham fan. Portsmouth 1, Fulham 1. Sheffield 2, Bolton 2. Wigan 3, Charlton 2. And I'd just like to give a good shout out to Argentina. Ding dong to them for beating England today. Sorry, that English fans.
Yeah, what happened with Wales today, Paul? I didn't catch the result.
Pretty good result. I think it was 32-20 or something like that. Final score.
Yeah, anyone have a particularly good game for Wales?
Sonny Parker had a cracker. Coming back today,
wasn't he? Yeah. Which football team do you support, by the way, Paul?
It's Manchester United. They're playing later tonight. But I've also got a bit of a soft spot for Merthyr Tydfil as well.
Who are the Man you play tonight?
They're playing Blackburn, so I think it should be a win, but we'll see.
Okay, Matt, I think you've got another question.
Yes, we've got a few more questions coming in. We've got a question from Liz. Is it the same Liz that Matt wanted to know about earlier?
I think so. I think she's responding to the earlier point made by Paul.
Matt might not like to hear this, but her question is, I think my best friend Emma is in love with me. Help.
Well, that's quite unfortunate, really, but it could work in many ways, you know. There's lots of different experiments going on in Love Life at the moment. Maybe they should embrace this and have a good old time, 3 or 4 maybe, who knows?
Well, that's a good advice, really. And we do have another question here.
Yeah, we got another one from Alex, is it, this
Alex,
time?
From a guy called Alex. He says, I find it hard to talk to girls. I always verbally degrade them and crush their spirits and cause them to run away crying.
Well...
what can I do?
That is very unfortunate. Maybe he should try and communicate with girls through another medium. Maybe sign language or possibly a song. Guitars work very well in my experience.
Yeah, maybe he could serenade them, couldn't he, Dr.
Absolutely,
Ball?
Absolutely.
Yes. Alex, if you're listening
out there...
Sing through the window, serenade them and don't talk to them.
Absolutely.
Don't verbally degrade them. You've got to work on that.
Okay, well, we had a letter in early this week asking us, Dr. Paul, I'm useless with girls whenever I'm in a club or in a bar. Have you got any useful pickup lines that work for you?
Well, actually, I've got a couple. Here's my first one. Are you free tonight or will it cost me, darling? I've got another one?
Yeah, so another one.
Plenty to come. If I could change the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's a bit cheesy. Should we have one more before a song?
Go on, then. I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock. What a cracker, eh?
I'm going to have to use that one.
That's brilliant. Dr. Paul, you're a legend. We're going to go to another song. It's Cat Stevens' Here Comes My Baby.
say, here comes my baby, here she comes now. And that comes as no surprise to me, with another guy, here comes my baby, here she comes now. Walking in love with a love that's all so fine, never could be mine, no matter how I try.
Okay, that was Cat Stevens. We've got about 40 minutes left of the Love Out, so keep your phones, keep ringing in. The phone number is 0117-954-5777. I mean, sorry, apologies if you're having trouble, because the phone lines have just been ringing non-stop.
They are chock-a-block.
They are. We talked about this funny phone you got in the studio, which flashes luminous colours, and it's like a disco in here when it goes off. And it's just been like going to Wedgies or somewhere the last 20 minutes since Dr. Paul's arrived. It's just been non-stop.
We've never been this popular before, have we?
I know, it's madness. Anyway, have we got another question for Dr. Paul?
Wait a minute, I'd like to ask you a question, boys.
All right, okay.
Have you got a favourite chat-up line, Johnny Bristow?
Well, one that I use quite often on a night out is, I'll cook you dinner if you cook me breakfast.
Very funny, you've been coming to work on the delivery there, dear,
it's not very bad.
I know, well, I am single at the moment, so if that worked on you, call the studio and we'll arrange something.
I'm quite full for that kind of chat-up line.
Matt, let's hear yours. Have you got one?
Mine's a bit better than yours, I think. You know, because I like to be cool. I just say, hi, my name's Matt Wallace. Have you heard of me? No. Well, let me take you home and fill you in.
Oh, dear me. It's a shocker, everybody, isn't it?
It's only 20 past five.
But it works. How many people have cooked you breakfast? Or how many people have cooked you dinner? Have you cooked them breakfast? I can't remember.
Well, it wasn't weird. But I've got another one. This isn't mine, but this is one I heard in a club the other day. The guy was obviously a bit nerdy. Anyway, this is what he said. I hear there's a major problem with deforestation in the world today. Why don't we put together your chest and my nuts and help save the world?
Oh, that definitely came from a nerd. Do you think it was that presenter of Hello World?
Who, Adam?
Adam Benjamin.
Yeah, that might be, actually.
I should imagine him saying that sort of thing.
Comedy always works in love, that's what I say. It's funny about that, man.
Okay, anyway, we've got to go to another song. It's Set the Fire to the Third Bar. It's the new one by Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol and Martha Wainwright.
And when we come back, we're going to have more from Dr. Paul. So keep phoning in and keep texting us on the... Well, not texting us, but buzzing us on MSN.
MSNing us.
Give us a
number. burststudio@hotmail.com with all of your relationship queries.
I found a map and draw a straight line over rivers, farms, and state lines. The distance from me to where you'd be, it's only finger lengths that I see. I touch the place where I'd find your face. My fingers and creases of distant dark places. I hang my coat up in the first bar. There is no peace that I've found so far. The laughter penetrates my silence as drunken men find flaws in silence. Their words mostly noises, ghosts with just voices. Your words in my memory are like music to me. So far,
Okay, we're back. It's 25 past five, so that means we've only got 35 more minutes left of Dr. Paul. So keep sending those questions in quickly if you want them, if you want Dr. Paul to discuss them. Just on the point of pickup lines, Paul, have you got any more?
A couple more, yes. If you go up to a pub and you meet a nice lady, give it a bit of a pinch on the backside and say, "Pardon me, love, is this seat taken?" Oh, dear me. Shocking, happened. That's not actually mine, honestly. Never heard it before. I've been shoved in my face. Are there any Americans which listen to this show?
Yeah, we've got quite a few Americans.
American listeners.
Well, have you got some for them?
So, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, my. That is amazing.
I apologise now.
That is
just
amazing.
Just a joke. Just a bit of fun.
Have you got another American one? I think there's one more, isn't there?
Let me think. No, I can't think of any others, to be honest. Oh, I've got another one, which is an American.
Okay.
Can I borrow a pound? I want to call your mother and thank her. Oh, isn't that nice, that?
Oh, that's lovely.
That's sweet.
That's lovely. Okay, we're going to take a break from Dr. Paul, and we're going to hear from Matt, who's going to give us... Well, he's going to tell us what's coming up this week in Bristol.
Apparently I am. This week in Bristol? Sorry, I wasn't prepared for that bit.
All right. Why, what were you going to do?
I was going to talk about what was coming later on Burst.
We'll do that later.
Yeah, coming
Bristol's more important.
Bristol, according to the Epigram, anyway. What do I say? Well, yeah, what's happening tomorrow?
Well, this weekend to start, it's a jailbreak.
Is it? Yes, it is. It's jailbreak.
So if you're in America or Australia and you're listening...
If you've got there that fast,
give us a call and speak to Dr. Paul.
Why not? Yeah. Here we've got S... No, sorry, that's what we've done. We've got there's paintballing tomorrow.
Although
it might be a bit late to do anything with that now.
Ragpool tournament tomorrow evening.
In the Epi tomorrow evening at 7:30.
Oh, and I recommend go to the Epi on Monday evening because they've got the saxophonist or bassist from Basement Jacks, I think.
Live jazz, anyway.
Yeah, live jazz, but it's going to be a really good night tomorrow, so you've got to make sure you're at the Epi tomorrow.
And, it's open mic night on Tuesday.
All right, I'll be there.
Maybe you should go to that.
Yeah, Dr. Boy, are you much of a karaoke guy?
Not bad, but I prefer a bit of a sport, personally. You can come down to the Union tomorrow night at 5:30 down the swimming pool, watch Dr. Paul play canoe polo. Oh, yes, lovely job, please.
I expect the ladies love that, don't they?
Amazing experience, I think.
Okay, well, should we go to Burst then? What's on later tonight?
Yeah, on later tonight, well, after us, we have Forever Delayed. It might have been a good show last week, I don't know.
We were just leaving. We were rushing back to see X Factor, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. But I heard it was quite good anyway.
Yeah. And the Basement Session's coming after that.
Yeah. So there's no Ali show tonight. If you want to listen to Ali G tonight, he's not going to be here. Yeah. He's somewhere else. I don't know where. Kazakhstan, maybe. Okay. What's on tomorrow?
On tomorrow. Again, I've just got to wait for it to scram past. I know that the chart shows are on the 4th.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't think Jenna's going to be there because we're going to Muse tomorrow. Yeah.
That's 2 weeks. Jenna is going to miss the chart show.
I know, but it's worth it because I've got a feeling she's interviewing the Noisettes who are supporting Muse, and we're going to the gig in the CIA in Cardiff tomorrow, so that'll be a good one. If we have time, we might play a Muse track later. It's on the playlist.
Let's play it a bit later on.
Yeah, maybe if we have time.
We've got Low Slung with Charlie and Paulie.
Have you heard that before? I don't think I have.
I don't remember actually listening to that last week.
No, because I was
working.
All right. Okay.
In my little air drop.
And of course, the
ever classic alternative 80s show with Mike.
Great show. I think that's possibly our favourite show. Maybe second favourite. Well, third favourite after Jenna's and then ours, obviously.
Yeah.
And
although
then
I like Northern by Nature. So
yeah, that's a good one. We're going to try and get them down to the studio soon, actually. So
I like Cramen Show as well. Soon. So he's the fifth favourite.
All right.
Mike, you're a bit further down our list. You'll have to play a bit of Meatloaf. And you might shoot up in my expectations.
Okay.
And then classic rock with Richard and Paddy after that. And Around the World in 90 Minutes. It's a classic day tomorrow.
Classic day tomorrow, so keep tuning in for Burst.
Yeah, listen to Burst and listen to those shows.
Yeah, okay.
And, Bye. Try and get you through to another week with us.
Yeah, keep phoning in. We are trying to sort the phones out. We've just had so many calls. The number is Bristol 954-5777. If you're in halls, we think... Oh, it's going now, actually.
It's going now.
Okay, so we're going to go on to that. And in the meantime, we'll leave you with some Chicago, I think. It's If You Leave Me Now. So there we go, that was Chicago. Do you like that one, Dr. Paul?
Cracker, that one, one of my favourites.
Yeah, I really like it. Someone else has just actually buzzed us on the MSN with one of their own chat-up lines. The guy's name is Diamaid. And here's his line. It's, "Hi, will you help me find my lost puppy? I think he went into this cheap hotel room across the street."
Oh,
dear.
I don't think that's going to work, really.
What do you think of that one, Dr. Paul?
Shameful, that's all I can say.
Okay, we've got another question. Who's this from?
Questions now. We've got a couple.
Andy,
more.
I think this one.
No. Oh yeah, actually, this one comes from Andy. He says, "My girlfriend is sleeping with my father. What should I do?
Oh my God! Get out of there as quick as you can. That's all I'm saying. Disgusting.
Well, all in the family, as they say, really. Oh. Keep it in the family. But no, we do have another question now from someone who wishes to remain anonymous. I don't quite know why they want to do that, but let's give it a read. They say, Dr. Paul.
Hello.
Hello. Dr. Paul, there's a girl I like, but the problem is I think she has feelings for one of my friends.
Wow.
Yes, just a second. Stop it. Yeah, sorry. What's that? Dr. Paul, there's a girl I like. The problem is I think she has feelings for one of my friends. He has many things going for him. He is intelligent, popular, has an amazing head of waxy locks, and he's actually a bit of a cult figure in the Bristol music and radio scene.
Are my ears burning here? It sounds quite familiar.
Surely not.
I actually think it might be me. I don't know who this guy is, but anyway. Yeah, anyway, Bristol music, radio scene, yes. How do I convince this amazing woman I am more worthy of her affections? I am considering drastic measures. Do I need to hire a hitman, or is there any ways I can learn to compete with this man on a level playing field?
Hitman? What are you on about? You don't need anything else. Just use your own fisticuffs. Give him the old 1-2, left hook, right hook. A lady likes a buffed man, so just beat him up, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I recommend go to the gym as well first, I think. You don't want to get beat up if you're quite scrawny.
After you've beaten up this Bristol, whoever he is, I know, some radio presenter or something.
Well, I do hope it's not me then.
I know, I hope it's not us.
I don't know, surely not. You're not handsome enough. Afterwards, take her to your favourite kebab shop and buy the most expensive thing on the menu. Get a bottle of plonk in. You're sorted.
So, right, bottle of plonk and a kebab.
Absolutely.
And you're sorted.
Okay. Have we got any more questions?
No.
No?
No.
I've just had one. This one's from William. My girlfriend, I think she's playing around. How do I find out if she is or not?
Go to the local park and see if she's playing any sports of any kind. That's the best suggestion, really. Is that what you mean, Johnny?
Maybe a bit of a swinger.
Bit of a swinger, eh?
Maybe going down the slide.
Oh, dear.
Gets worse, doesn't it, listeners?
We've got about 20 minutes left of Dr. Paul's Love Hour, so keep sending in your questions. It's going brilliant so far. We're going to move on to the next song. It's called Call Me Tomorrow. Okay, that was by an artist called Major Harris. I've never heard of him before, but it was quite a good song, I thought. What do you think, Dr. Paul?
I think it was quite major, yes. That was rubbish. I apologise.
We've got another question for Dr. Paul, I think, Matt, have we?
No, not yet, we haven't.
No, not yet. Okay. Well, we'll have one in a minute.
One later.
Paul, are there any more pickup lines that you've got on that sheet?
What sheet are you on about?
That's right, this show is completely unscripted.
Right, I've got one. Is that a mirror I can see in your knickers? No, why, she says. Well, I can see myself in there, love.
Oh, dear.
He's in hysterics. What's going on?
I'm cringing.
Okay, we're going to talk about the marriages, aren't we?
Yeah.
Who were they?
High-class divorces.
Yeah, McCartney and Heather, is it?
McCartney and Heather Mills.
Yeah, now, they didn't have prenups.
They didn't have a prenup.
I think.
And now, Heather Mills looks to gain a heck of a lot of McCartney's money.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Paul?
The question is, really, was she in it for the money all along? I really think she might have been, you know, absolutely loaded. I think she just got in there, took the money and went, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, good-looking lady she is. Fair
play to her. She was hopping away like that.
McCartney.
Hopping mad when they got off their wedding. They got off their marriage.
He's a very talented chap and she's done nothing and she's got all the money. What's going on, eh?
What's your position on prenups? Would you recommend it if you're getting married?
Pretty much. I think it's got to be done, really, isn't it?
Yeah, because Britney and K-Fed.
And Britney and K-Fed, yeah, they had a prenup. And now...
You might say FedEx.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, they had a prenup. And what? She keeps everything. And he gets pretty much nothing.
So she's cleverer than I thought, Britney Spears.
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought it, eh? Yeah, well, I think that's the right decision. Yes, she is actually cleverer than we thought. And... good luck to her. She's out there on the market now. Get in there, boys. Good-looking girl, eh?
Are you interested, Dr. Paul?
I might be over there. Next flight, eh? You know, Barbados 1 week, America the next.
Okay. Paul, by the way, what do you think of Take That? Are you a fan or not?
Big fan, yes.
Big fan, okay.
We've seen them many times.
If you're thinking of playing Take That, I will remind you we've already played them today.
Have we already played them today?
We certainly have.
We have played.
Why, what song did we play by Take That?
A new one.
We played Patience.
Did we?
Yes.
Well, I should have played that.
No, I warned you. Play something different.
Okay. play Sex on the Beach in memory of my trip to Barbados.
We have Sex on the Beach there.
I'll try and find that. I'll try and find that for later. Should we have some Madonna? Let's go for that.
Let's have Madge.
Time goes by so slowly, slowly. 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 Time goes by so slowly. I'm not afraid to
Okay, so that was Madonna with Hung Up. It's 6:15, so we've only got 1/4 hour left with Dr. Paul, yeah, so keep sending in those messages. Keep getting them in. We've got another one, I think, Matt, have we?
Yes. It's, here we go, another anonymous person.
Anonymous. Oh, come on, give us your names, you know, people.
Be a bit proud of it.
Call him Roger.
Yeah, well, okay, so we've got...
Okay, it's from Roger.
We got a message here from Roger, then. He says, I'm in love with a taken woman. The apple of my eye has got a boyfriend. It gets worse. He is a man I know, and he's actually in my lectures. Oh, well. And so's his girlfriend. I'm starting to get along with the guy, but what should I do? I want to steal his woman. Please help me, Dr. Paul.
Any advice, Dr. Paul?
Right then, Roger. I think what you should do is something a little bit sneaky. Hack into the lecturer's computer system and change the lecture slides. Say, I love you, Annabelle, for instance. And I want to take you out on a date tonight. Very nice. That would be very romantic, I think, yes. I've also got another cheesy chat reply just came in from my good friend, William. It says, if I said you had a good body, would you hold it against me? Cracker.
That's a great one. Okay, we're going to quickly go to another song. It's called Love No Longer Has a Hold on Me. It's another song off the Johnny Bristol Sex Mix, which you guys must buy because it's a great CD. And if you're trying to woo a lady, it's perfect. You love it, don't you, Dr. Paul, the Johnny Bristol Sex Mix?
Ding dong is all I can say to that.
Okay, here it is.
Hard to do, but I knew that it was gonna be tough.
So there we go, another great song in Dr. Paul's Love Hour. We've got one more question, I think.
Yeah, one final question. I think that's all we really have time for.
Let's make it a good one.
Well, I hope it is a good one. It sounds like a good one. Another anonymous listener.
Not anonymous again.
I'm sorry, so what can we call him this time?
Fred.
I was thinking Fred.
Yeah. It is a boy, is it, I take it?
It is a guy.
Oh, it's... Damn phone's going again.
Stop phoning us.
That's it. We've only got 10 minutes left. If you phone us, we won't have time to answer your question. Sorry.
Anyway, yes. So anyway, Fred says...
what's the question,
Matt? Somebody says they
don't want to be called Fred. They'd rather they were called Andy. So we'll call right, Andy again. Then. So Andy says, I love a woman who treats me like dirt and keeps using me whenever she feels like it. I don't have the courage to tell her to leave me alone. How can I break free? How can I break free of her use and abuse and get on with my life?
I don't think you should let her go completely. I think they can forge this relationship back together. What I suggest is going on Trini and Suzanne. Not only do you get a new wardrobe, but they also sort out your love life for you. It's a great experience, I hear.
Well,
yeah.
So, Andy, if you've got a bad fashion sense, which, I don't know, you might have, I don't want to judge.
Okay, well, we're just going to have a quick song. It's about 2 minutes long, I think. Dr. Paul, do you like the Beatles? Are you a big fan?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Not bad, bit of Ringo and McCartney. Have we talked about McCartney today?
We haven't talked about McCartney. We've already talked about them.
Yeah, I'm forgetting. It's been one of those days.
But yeah, Ringo, John, Paul and George.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a song.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something I think you'll understand. When I say that something inside, it's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. When I say that something I'm not gonna hold. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you understand. When I feel that something I wanna hold your hand.
Okay, so that was the Beatles, and I think we've just got time for a few shout-outs. Reel them off then, Matt.
Well,
whatever you want.
We have shout-out here from, it's from Matt, John and Will, who are on the bed watching football. And Dermaid,
that name? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who is sat on the chair watching them do it.
Okay, is that it?
Watching them watch the football.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Dr. Paul, you have been fantastic. Excellent show today. Can we have a big hand for Dr. Paul?
Dr. Paul, everyone.
Well,
thank you so much, Dr.
Top
Paul.
Show. Okay. Dr. Paul, have you enjoyed it?
Been a great barrel of laughs. Your pleasure to come back, boys.
Yeah, well, we would love you to come back in a few weeks, maybe, when we've got some more questions in from our listeners.
When does the check come in the post, by the way?
Well, we'll send that tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to leave you with our final song.
Yeah, Neil Young.
Keep
on rocking in the free world, people.
Goodbye.